This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it? Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Isn't it interesting that everybody's freaking out now about Illinois bankruptcy, the collapse of the pension funds, the collapse of the finances of other states as well, of states that are running out of money because they spend more than they have, like Connecticut, New Jersey, California, and so on. What's interesting about it is that if you have been a Natural News reader for the last several years, you already knew about this years ago. Why is that? Because I covered it years ago. You can go back to the articles on naturalnews.com. Or look at some of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And you'll find that I was talking about this before really anybody, before it went mainstream, I'll say that. There were some people warning about this even years before I was, but long before it went mainstream, I was warning people about it. In fact, I know someone who was on the teachers' pension union plan, whatever, in Illinois. And that person, she asked me for my advice like 3 years ago, I think. And I told her, you got to get out of the plan. You got to cash it out, pay the penalty, pay the taxes, pay the extra 10%, whatever. Cash it out because it's going to disappear. And she took my advice. And just the other day, she thanked me because I saw it coming. And she has other former colleagues who are screwed because now they know their pension is going to be gone. It's going to get looted by the state. And I saw that coming and I warned people. And again, you know, this is not difficult to see. You don't need a magical crystal ball. All you need is to understand basic economics. So if you are in the state of Illinois and you are in any way attached to the public pension program or public funding, I hope you heeded my warning and took some steps a couple of years ago to get yourself squared away, because this is going to be a financial apocalypse for Illinois. Even today, the media isn't giving you the full story of just how serious this is, how devastating it's going to be to the state. I mean, just to give you a quick review, right now, the state of Illinois owes about $15 billion to unpaid creditors, including Medicaid service providers, and it's been paying out literally $1 billion a month to Medicaid service providers, $1 billion a month. That's what Illinois has been paying so far in the year 2017, the state owes $250 billion in future pension payouts. Yes, $250 billion. $251 billion, I think, is what I last read. That's $250 billion. It's unreal. And the only thing they can come up with in Illinois is to just raise taxes. And they recently, I think the state legislature passed a 30% tax increase on state income taxes, personal and corporate. And that's only the beginning. More tax increases are coming, but this is all they can do. I mean, they won't solve the problem of too many entitlements, too many payouts, too many promises to retirees and current employees and so on. Illinois, being a Democrat-controlled state, even though currently the Republican, the governor is a Republican, but that's an aberration. It's still run by Democrats. Democrats have dominated the state for a very long time. But the philosophy of Democrats is that you can spend money forever without any repercussions because debt doesn't matter. So they just keep passing more programs that pay out more entitlements, more handouts, more benefits to everybody. And they just, when it becomes a mathematical problem, they just sell more debt, more state bonds. And they beg the ratings agencies to keep their ratings high so they don't have to pay as much out in interest. And that's been their plan all along, is just kicking the can down the road, selling more debt to raise money to keep paying for entitlements and pensions that the state can't afford. The whole thing is completely unsustainable. And that's why it's headed for collapse. Now, a lot of people, well, most people living today have never lived through an actual economic collapse, a collapse of government services. But Illinois is going to experience that, it looks like, barring some miraculous rescue, or if the, maybe if the state discovers maybe a giant asteroid made of solid gold lands near Chicago and then the state mines it for money. That might be the only thing that could rescue the state of Illinois. Barring that, it's going to suffer a catastrophic collapse, which means that at some point they simply won't be able to make the government payroll. And what does government do in Illinois, aside from wasting money, of course, and ruining people's lives? Government runs, of course, you know, you've got the education system, you've got the roads and bridges and public transport system, you've got the court system, you have emergency responders, police and fire, you know, ambulance, well, not ambulance, but EMTs working with fire. You've got, what else? I mean, teachers, obviously, the whole school system. So, you know, water quality experts who, by the way, commit scientific fraud and lie and cheat and tell you the water is clean when it's actually polluted, but that's another podcast entirely. So you've got all these services tied to government. And when government can no longer pay people, what do those people do? Here's my question to you. I don't know how many government workers there are in Illinois, but let's just say it's 2 million people, just a wild guess out of the blue. Let's say it's 2 million people. What happens, and I mean 2 million people on the state payroll, not just local government, I'm talking about state payroll, in some way, like the road construction crews are paid by the state, so I'm including those. But let's say it's 2 million people. Do you think those 2 million people are going to continue to work for nothing? Do you think they're going to say, well, I don't care, I'll just be a volunteer? No. No, they have bills to pay. They can't go home without money at the end of the week or the month. They can't just live off of nothing. They have to make money too. So they're going to quit their government jobs as soon as the pay stops. And they're going to go try to find a job in the private sector somewhere, which is what any informed person should have done years ago, frankly. So as a result, government services are going to collapse. Now, I know some people out there might argue that's not a bad thing. You know, small government is good. And I agree, but not all of a sudden. It's better to transition to it. You know, sudden cutoffs of government services can be very disruptive to society, even though in the long run, it's a great goal to make government. Like, what if the government of Illinois were only one-tenth its current size? There would be less tyranny, less waste, less bureaucracy, and so on, more freedom and liberty for the people of Illinois. So it's a great goal, but getting there through a crash is not necessarily the best way to accomplish that. Nevertheless, that looks like one likely outcome here. Imagine overnight the paychecks stop to the state-funded government workers and contractors. They just stop. The Medicare or Medicaid payments stop to the hospitals and the doctors and the drug companies and the cancer centers. Boom, overnight, nobody's getting paid. What happens? Well, the state collapses, basically. Becomes Venezuela. And that's where we're headed. And Illinois isn't the last one. It's Connecticut and it's New Jersey and it's California and other states as well. It's the whole country, really, at the federal level eventually, although that will take quite a while longer. But I warned you about all this. I warned everybody. I could see it coming. Wasn't difficult to see coming. And there's a lot more coming that no one is acknowledging yet, such as the total global debt collapse, the financial collapse of the United States, and the abandonment of the U.S. dollar, which will end, of course, in the inevitable fiat currency failure that always happens with fiat currency. So watch for all that to happen. You can read about all this on my website, collapse.news. And of course, check out newstarget.com for daily news. And you can hear more podcast commentary at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay safe. And don't let your pension be run by the government, or you'll probably lose most of it.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.